Mr. Watson and I sang that song a lot over the years, and we got another song that we sang that now that we've got Sister Linda here, we won't try it tonight, but now that we've got Sister Linda, we may try to sing that song for you. And the title of it is, If You See That I Might Fail, Lord, Take Me Home. If I thought for him, if he knew that I was going to fail down the road, amen, I want him to take me home now, amen, while I'm ready to meet God with you. Amen. God's been so good to us. Amen. He woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind. Amen. We've been blessed. I said, we've been blessed. Amen. That's all of the music for right now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Y'all did good in the singing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Praise God. If you have your Bible, turn with me for a little while. I'll try not to keep you real long. Amen. And turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. And somewhere probably around verse 9, and we'll start reading there. 1 Samuel 16 and verse number 9. And Saul and the people spared Agag.
That's not 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel. What have I got?
I
got 1 Samuel.
It's not verse 9.
That's 16.
No, I'm not going to read from that. I'm reading from the Bible here. Verse number 9. Yeah, I was reading one up there. Verse 9 says, Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, Come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul to his servant, Well said, Come, let us go. So they went and unto the city where the man of God was. And as they went up to the hill of the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water. And said unto them, Is the seer here? And they answered them and said, He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city. For there is a sacrifice of the people today in high place. As soon as ye become into the city, ye shall straightway find him before he goeth up to high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doeth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get up, for about this time ye shall find him. And when they went up to the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. And the Lord had told Samuel, and is here a day before Saul came safe. Tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is coming to me. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, Behold, the man whom I speak to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, Tell me, I'm missing something here.
I'm reading.
I'm in the wrong book. So the problem is, I'm in the wrong book. I knew it didn't sound right. Let's go to verse 1 before I drop down to 16. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said unto him, How can I go if Saul hear it? He will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peacefully? And he said, Peacefully. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to him. Let's drop down to verse 16. That our Lord, verse 13, I want to go to. Verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Can we pray together? Father, we thank you for this service, God. We thank you for these that are here tonight. God, those that are not here, God, we ask you to give them a desire to be in the house of God, to worship you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the sick. God, we ask you, Lord, to heal their bodies, Lord, and set them free of sickness so they can be here this weekend on Sunday. Give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, we need an anointing.
We need an anointing.
We need an anointing. Amen. You may be seated. Verse 13 said, When Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And then Leviticus 8 and 12, I got a couple of scriptures here I want to bring into this. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's beard and anointed him to sanctify him. Psalms 133 and verse 2, and it is like the precious ointment upon the beard that ran down from the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. And dropping down to my main verse tonight. Amen. Acts 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I want you to understand tonight that the Holy Ghost is that anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost is that anointing for the church. God wants the church to be anointed. Can I tell you tonight, we are powerless without the anointing.
Amen.
Amen. We are powerless without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We can't even be a witness for Him without the Holy Ghost. He said, you are be witnesses unto me after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Right.
Amen. When he went on to say in another place that you cannot even call him Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's going to take the Holy Ghost, amen, for you to get the anointing.
Amen.
And it's going to take the anointing for you to get out of this world.
Amen.
You're not leaving here like some of the churches are thinking they are today. It's going to take the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be what? It's going to be the fuel for you to leave this world.
Amen.
Amen. David was only a sheep herder without the anointing.
That's right.
Are you hearing me? David was no more than a sheep herder. Amen. He was not loved by his family. He wasn't loved by his daddy. He wasn't loved by his brothers. Nobody loved him.
Nope.
Nobody cared where he was. They didn't care where he was at. They didn't care that he was out there on the side of the mountain tending sheep and taking care of them.
Nope.
While his brothers and his dad was at home and having themselves a time. But David came from one messed up family.
Amen.
Anybody else besides me ever come from a messed up family?
Amen.
Amen. David came from a messed up family. He was the black sheep of the family. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I've been the black sheep of the family. You know why? Because I got the Holy Ghost. Because I got the anointing. They're uncomfortable around me. They're uncomfortable around you. Amen. When you go to talking about the Lord, all of a sudden they got to leave. And then something has come up. I got to go take care of. Amen. Like the man said, one said, I bought a set of oxen and I got to go tend them. I got to take care of them, try them out. Another one went a little further and one said, I married a wife and I cannot come. Amen. But I'm glad I married a wife that wants to go to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. His daddy never called him out of the field to be anointed. His brothers shrugged him off like he was a worthless pump.
True.
He mentions later in the book of Psalms that he was conceived in a secret and even in sin. Are you hearing me?
Right.
David said, I was conceived in secret and even in sin. Amen. You know, he didn't look like the rest of them did.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
He didn't look like the rest of them did. What can lead to only one deduction? Why is it that he had red hair and the rest of his family was dark-headed?
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong in Denmark.
Right.
Amen. But he stood out from everybody else. Sister Donna, he didn't act like everybody else did. He didn't act like his brothers did.
No.
And when Samuel came to the house of Jesse and wanted to anoint one of his sons, amen, to be king, Boy, Jesse started bringing them one at a time before David, before Saul, Samuel rather. When he brought them before Samuel, amen, and God said, this ain't the one, Samuel. And he'd bring another one. Matter of fact, he brought seven sons before, amen, Samuel. And God said, this ain't the one. And all of a sudden, Samuel said, have you got any more children? Well, I didn't really want to tell you that. I got one out there in the field.
Right.
All he is a sheep herder.
Right.
Why don't you want to anoint one of these big strong men? Amen. I got some boys here that would make a great king. But you see, God, man looks on the outward appearance.
Right.
But God looks on the heart.
Amen.
Amen. And God saw what their heart was.
Right.
That they were afraid. And Daniel wasn't afraid. David wasn't afraid.
Right.
David wasn't afraid to call on the name of the Lord. David wasn't afraid to grab a bear, amen, and rip his jaws out. David wasn't afraid to slay a lion with his own bare hand. And he said, amen, that his brothers, they didn't want nothing to do with him. They wanted it. They just thought, David, amen, you're just a black sheep of the family. You do better tending sheep than you do anything else. We don't need your help with nothing else. But can I tell you that all of a sudden, Samuel said, Jesse, have you got any more boys? He said, I got one. Amen. When he brought it to him, amen, he said, we're not going to sit down. We're not going to move until he gets here. And when this little, no doubt, Samuel was looking for some big stout, another one of his boys to come in. And here comes a little ruddy looking, red-headed, amen, stepchild, if you want to say it like that. But he came in, and God said, this is the one that I want you to anoint. Amen. And he took the horn of oil and he poured it on David. He didn't put a little dab in his hand on his forehead, but he took the horn of oil and he poured it on David. And when after that moment on, David never was the same. Amen. Listen, all David done was go out there and play his harp. Amen. To sheep. But now he's playing. Amen. He's going to the king's house. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Now he's getting in the king's presence. Amen. And when the king had problems and the spirit, now listen where the spirit came from. The Bible said there was an evil spirit and it came from God.
Right.
God sent an evil spirit, amen, to torment Saul. And when Saul was tormented, amen, he said, I need somebody that can play music that'll run these spirits away. And that's the way we know somebody. And here he comes, this little ruddy, amen, guy that probably didn't weigh 125 pounds soaking wet, but God used him. Did David make mistakes? David made mistakes.
Amen.
Have you made mistakes? Yes, you've made mistakes. Have I made mistakes? I've made mistakes. But can I tell you, God's looking on the heart, and God knows what's in here. Amen. And what's in here, it'll get right with God. Amen. The outside will shine like a pretty penny before God. It won't nobody have to ask you, are you a child of God? I've had them to walk up to me, amen, just come out of the orange grove picking oranges, and they said, are you a preacher? I said, my God, looking like I'm looking. They said, well, you just talk like a preacher, and your appearance is like a preacher. Amen, because God looks on the heart. Aren't you glad that man judges you for what he sees? But God judges you for what man can't see. Oh, glory to God. God blesses you when man's trying to destroy you. And somebody said, oh, I wish that either God bless Pastor Watson or just take him on home. Amen. I'd be careful to make statements like that. Praise God. But I want you to know I have been threatened before, and I'm still going on for Jesus. I'm not afraid to stand up and declare this gospel before a dying world. If it means my last breath, if it means the last thing that I do, amen, is serving God. Amen, Sister Walker, I'm going to do it because this is my life. Amen. If somebody can say, amen, you're preaching false doctrine, I'm telling you they don't even know what doctrine is. But I've been in this long enough, amen, that I know what the Bible says. And the Bible says, he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make him free. And whom the Son is made free is free indeed tonight. Amen. Amen. David probably was just a joke to somebody. Amen. He was just, people made fun of him. Matter of fact, after God, after Samuel anointed him, amen, his daddy even brought him out of the back hills tending sheep, and his daddy kind of wanted to show him off a little bit. Amen. But God wasn't worried about what Jesse was thinking. God was knowing that God wanted David to know, David, I got something greater for you. Amen. Amen. You're not going to tend sheep no more. Amen. You're not going to be a sheep herder no more. But I'm going to make you a king. Amen. And where Saul is today, amen, you're going to be there. And I saw when David was out on the battlefield and he was fighting them Amalekites, amen, and destroying them. Amen. They destroyed all of them. And when they brought everything back that they took back from the enemy, the Bible said that when they brought it back, amen, that God, amen, not only gave them what they stole from David, but he gave them what the enemy had taken from everybody else. Amen. We're not going in with just a little bit. I'm telling you, we're going into the glory world. Amen. With gold and silver. Amen. And that gold and silver is planted right here in this heart. My mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonesome valley, and though I drink from the bitter cup, I'll still, amen, walk with God because of the anointing.
Amen.
It's the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And his family, maybe he was his family's embarrassment. Maybe he was the neighborhood joke. Maybe he is and maybe he ain't. But the fact of the matter is, he may be a big, fat nobody. Maybe a nothing. Somebody probably thought that about you and I. They even made the statement that when I came to God, Sister Linda, they said, give him a couple of weeks and he'll be right back out here. Well, that's been over 55 years ago, and I'm still going on with Jesus. I'm going to go on with Jesus just the same. Amen. And some of those that made those statements are dead and gone to their graves. Hallelujah. Thank God for his anointing.
Amen.
An efficient and a significant of nothing sings to the stars out in the middle of nowhere with a sheepfold for an audience. He's lost out there. Nobody knows where he is and nobody cares. But when the anointing hit his head, amen, everything changed. Somebody said, when it hit me, everything changed. Y'all with me tonight?
Amen.
Everything he used to be, he's not that no more.
Amen.
Everything he was going to be changed. From that moment on, he was different. He acted different. He looked different. Amen. He sounded different. People are responding differently to him all of a sudden. Amen. When you get the Holy Ghost, it will cause people to look at you different.
Amen.
You wouldn't think that I used to be an alcoholic, would you?
No.
I'm looking at me tonight.
No.
But I was an alcoholic. but when the anointing hit me, amen, on a Saturday night, amen, in revival, when the anointing hit me, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I no longer was that man. I changed. I said I changed. How can anybody get the Holy Ghost and not change?
Right.
They can't. Hello? I said they can't. He used to sing to the sheepfold, now he sings to Saul the king. You see, this anointing will promote you. Amen. It promoted me from a apple picker and a blueberry knocker, and y'all don't even know what a blueberry knocker is, but amen. But Sister Watson used to be one of the best. She could knock more blueberries than most men could. She could knock 1,500 pounds in an hour and a half by herself and carry out her own lugs and all. She could work. Her and I worked together and knocked 3,970 pounds in 3.5 hours. Amen. We was a team. Amen. We're still a team today. Amen. Church, it's time that we become a team together. Amen. And we start worshiping God together. Amen. Let the anointing begin to flow through the church. Start from one side to the other. Don't worry about if somebody's sitting there like a knot on a pickle. You worship God, and all of a sudden, it just might drift across the pew, and they may begin to feel the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost, amen, to use me. I want the anointing like I've never had it in my last year. Let my latter days be greater than my former days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he played his harp and all its, amen, in the court of the palace. Hallelujah. You see, this anointing will promote you. The anointing will cause you to stand before great men. Amen. Somebody said, have you ever stood in front of great men? I have. Amen. Is anybody ever? I've had them to come in this church, not great men, but I've heard, had some to come in and say, I want what your daddy's got. Amen. And what's it going to cost me to get it? Amen. In church, my daughter said it's not going to cost you nothing to get it, but it'll cost you everything to keep it. Amen. This anointing will turn a somebody out of a nobody. Are you hearing me? I said, this anointing will turn a somebody out of a nobody. It will turn a mistake into a king. See, David was a mistake.
Yep.
Didn't say whatever happened to his mother. I don't read it if it does. Didn't say what happened to his mother. But it turned a mistake into a king.
Amen.
It will turn society's worst into the kingdom's finest. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It will change a demonic into a missionary. I took him to church with me before, drunk, and I told him, I said, Roy, whatever you do, he wanted to go to church with me. I said, whatever you do, please don't get drunk before we go, because I knew how Roy was. And so that night he wanted me and my wife to ride with him. And big mistake. And we rode to church together, and we had foot washing and communion that night. And his wife went in there with the ladies, and when she come out, tears running down her face, and she said, she really got a touch from God. But when he seen her, he made her leave and go home. And when she got home, she told him, you shouldn't have made me leave. I was feeling something that I've never felt. And he said, listen, you can't show me in the Bible where anybody ever washed feet. And she opened her Bible up And guess what? God let the pages fall right there. And when she read it to him, amen, 2 o'clock in the morning, I had a knock on my door. I got up and went to the door and I said, Roy, is everything all right? Well, he said, I just couldn't let the preacher go to bed hungry. He had me some fried chicken cooked that he cooked that night. Amen. I'm telling you. And today, amen, I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he turned out to be a missionary on the foreign fields. Amen. God can turn, amen, somebody that's a mistake. Somebody that the devil says that God can't use you. That is a problem today. People are listening to the wrong voices. Amen. When God speaks, amen, God can take a drunkard off the street and put him in a pulpit and make him to preach the word of God. If God can take drug addicts, amen, off the street and put them in pulpits to preach the word of God, don't tell me God can't use you. God can use anybody. If he used a donkey, he sure can use somebody that's a living body. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God turned a drug addict into an evangelist. Matter of fact, Brother Mark Griffiths, they used to call him Wormy. That was his nickname, Wormy, because he was so skinny. Amen. He didn't even have enough meat on his bones hardly at all. He was on drugs so bad, he sold drugs. He done all kinds of things with drugs. But one day he got enough and he went to an old-fashioned altar. And now he's been taking on, amen, the prison ministry, amen, for this church and for his church. Amen. We started it out in the prison under the Apostolic Lighthouse Church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We baptized 43 in the name of Jesus Christ one night. Amen. I had to have the preachers because the water was getting splashed and I was running out of water and didn't have no more water there. And I said, look, y'all gonna have to hold them down. Amen. When I say in the name of Jesus Christ, you put your hands on them and you hold them under that water till that whole body gets under the water. Amen. And we baptized 43 one night in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me God can take them out of the prisons and put them in pulpits to preach the gospel. Amen. I believe God's bringing Curtis out of that prison. Sister Donna, God's bringing him out of the prison. Amen. He may want to end it, but he can't end it because God wants to do something with his life. Are you hearing me? Whoever it touches is never the same again. I believe the scripture said, after having tasted of the heavenly things of God, how could you turn back to the beggarly elements of this world? Honey, this world don't have nothing to offer me. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost on my life. You know what's wrong? You know why people are not getting healed, amen, and set free in the churches? It's because we're not putting on the anointing, amen, that God has called the church to put on. If the whole church, amen, is anointed of God, God will use you, and God will use the one beside you. Somebody that you thought God would never do, he would never use them. God will use them when the church begins to get anointed with God. My God, it'll change the whole church. It'll change the whole church. Whoever it touches won't never be the same. I know folks say, y'all ain't got to act like that. No, you don't have to take a bath either, but it feels good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I love the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said, I love the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It will bless them that blesses him.
Amen.
Let me say that again. I said, it will bless them that bless him.
Amen.
It will curse them that curse him.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:9, verse 9, where ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. How many know the word peculiar?
Amen.
That we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in times past we were not a people. Hear me tonight. In times past, we were not a people. We were no more than a dog. Amen. But God, amen, not only loves His chosen people, but we have become part of the bride of Christ. Matter of fact, we are the bride of Christ. Amen. And God has changed our lives. We're not a people. The people that He's talking about were considered dogs. They were considered nobodies. They were considered a joke that if anybody were to pray, amen, they just, God don't want nothing to do with them. As a matter of fact, Jesus even told the woman, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and give it to a dog. Wonder what you do tonight if you said, I need prayer for my daughter. And I said, it's not me to take the children's bread and give it to a dog. I'll tell you what you'd do. You'd get mad, jump up, and hit the door. That's what you would do. But this little woman said, truth, Lord, what you're saying is truth. Because I was not a people at one time.
Right, right.
I was not a people. But Jesus said, it's not me for me to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. She said, truth, Lord. But even the dogs, even the crumbs that fall from the table.
Right.
Can I tell you the same ingredients that was in the bread? It was in the crumbs on the floor.
Right.
And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change.
Amen.
Which in time past, we were not a people. But are now the people of God.
Amen.
Yes. I'm not just anybody. I'm the anointed.
Amen.
I'm part of the anointed that in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, when Peter went down to the house of Cornelius, and finally there you see the house of Cornelius was a house of Gentiles. They were those dogs that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But when Peter went down there to the house of Cornelius, amen, and they, guess what they were doing?
Amen.
They were talking in tongues.
Right. Yes, they were.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
And you know why that Peter went down there? It's because God sent men down there to get Peter.
That's right.
And tell Peter, amen, the angel come to the house of Cornelius, and he said, your prayers has come up as a memorial before the Lord. And so then they sent for Peter, and he come down there, found him talking in tongues. Guess what Peter said? Can any forbid water?
Right.
Amen.
These that used to be Gentiles, dogs, they no more Gentile dogs.
Nope.
They're a part of the kingdom of God.
Right.
I'm part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You're part of the kingdom of God. Amen. I am peculiar at times. I act crazy sometimes. Amen. Sometimes I act like a lunatic maybe. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be a fool for Christ's sake. I'm going to do whatever I can for Jesus Christ. Because He's fixing to come, church. Amen. And He's not coming after just anybody, but He's coming after the anointed.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I said He's coming after the anointed. I said He's coming after the anointed.
Amen.
We need an anointing. I said, we need an anointing.
Amen.
We need this thing that the world can't give it to us.
Okay.
Amen. The world can't take it away from us.
Amen.
We need it to hit us on the top of our head.
Yep.
Amen. And run down our face all the way down to our feet. Amen. We need the anointing.
Amen.
No, we're not going to have the anointing oil like this, but we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it's going to lead us to deeper depths, and it's going to lead us to higher height than God. If we're willing to pay the price, God will come down and God will destroy our enemies right in front of us.
Yes,
hello, somebody.
Amen.
I said, God will destroy our enemies right in front of us.
All right.
Because of the anointing.
The anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anointing.
Amen.
It'll fall, amen, on our shoulders. And just runs all over our lives. That's what anybody ever have the Holy Ghost to hit you and you just shake all over?
Yeah.
Amen. It's because of the anointing that hit you from the top of your head, went down like to your feet, and you couldn't contain it. All you could do is just sit there and shake all over under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My God, we need it tonight.
Yeah.
I said we need it tonight. And we need folks to get closer to God.
Yeah.
Amen. And God will get close to you when you get close to Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need it to change us. We need it to mold us. We need it to turn us into what God wanted us to be in the first place. God never intended for you to be no sinner. God never intended for you to be lost. Amen. Some of the most messed up people in the world are people who the devil destroyed. He destroyed their lives because he knew that God had a plan for their lives. Amen. Isn't it what he did to Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Amen. He did it to them. Isn't it what he tried to do to Jesus?
Yes.
And Jesus said, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. It's written. Amen. We started off in the wrong book, in the wrong verse, in the wrong chapter, everything else. But we finally got in the right chapter, in the right book.
Amen.
Amen. And then the anointing, amen, is being poured out. Does anybody want the anointing tonight? To pour out on you tonight. God, use me. God, use me for your glory. God, let the anointing begin to flow. I want to be used in the gift of the Spirit. And let the anointing begin to flow. And God will use you in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the anointing all over my body right now. And I'm not ashamed. I'm just saying to you that it is the power of God of the salvation of
man. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing. God can use me. I'm from a messed up family. That's what God likes to use. God likes to use folks that have been messed up. Amen. That their lives were in trouble and they didn't know which way to turn. God likes to use them because, you see, they don't want to go back there. They don't want to go back there no more. There's nothing out there for a child that's once known God. There's nothing out there for me tonight. Amen. I don't even make a good sinner tonight because I don't like to be out at night.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I don't even like to leave home, partly. I like staying at home.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I like my, as me and my wife would say, our quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's good to have folks over. It's good to have our quiet time. That we can, amen, meditate before the Lord. And we can talk to God. And the anointing can drop down on your head. And begin to drip down your face. I saw one time in the Word of God, David, amen, was captured by the enemy. And David went in, and David's down there in front of the palace and all, and the guys went up there and they told the king, and they said, "Hey, look out the window. We got King David. We got David." And you know what God told David? He said, "David, slaughter your beard." David started slobbering like a mad dog.
Right.
And the king looked up and he said, that's King David? Yeah. He said, "Send him on back over there. He'll do us more good over there," because he thought he was crazy. Yeah. And all he was doing is obeying God. And God was letting the anointing come down on him.
Yeah.
Amen. And David slew his enemies. While he was out there slaying an enemy, Saul was being killed over here. While he was slaying his enemy over here, amen, he was fixing to be the anointed king over here.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you?
Amen.
Can I tell you? That's what he tried to do to Adam and Eve. That's what he did to Adam and Eve. That's what he tried to do to Jesus Christ. And isn't that what he tried to do to you and me tonight?
Yes.
He's tried to do it to us.
Yes.
And can I tell you, many are allowing him to do it.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
They're allowing him to do it. When you could be in church, and now we got some out tonight that are sick in body, but when you can be in church, and you don't come, amen, you're allowing the anointing, amen, to drift away from you. You need to pray for the anointing back in your life.
Amen.
Amen. I want the anointing, amen, to move this church to a deeper depth and a higher height in God.
Amen.
Thank God for it touching in our lives. Thank God for that precious flow of the anointing tonight. Turn to somebody and tell them you need an anointing. Hello, I'm up here.
Amen.
Tell me.
Anointing.
You need an anointing. I need an anointing.
Amen.
Yes, I do.
Amen.
You need it. Are you hearing me? I said you need it.
Amen.
You can get rid of a lot of problems if you get the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In fact, you're nothing without it.
That's right.
How you got this far, if you don't have it, how you got this far without the anointing of the Holy Ghost is amazing to me. And the world that the devil has already swallowed you up in his. It's incredible to me. You see, this anointing has great power. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
We need that anointing to flow today. Amen. We need it to fall upon us right now, right here tonight.
Amen.
We need it to just come in here and saturate us one more time.
Amen.
One more time. The Holy Ghost pour out upon us tonight. Be anointed. Fall on our heads. Touch us right now. Empty yourself upon us today. Let the virtue flow right now. Let it flow right now. Let it flow. Let it fall on me tonight, God. Let it fall on everyone that is in this place. Let it fall on everyone that is listening under the sound of my voice. Let it fall on them. 1 John 2 and 27 and 28 now close. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. Amen. There's no lie in this tonight. There's only truth in it. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Let me say it one more time in closing. This anointing is the same as the Holy Ghost in Philip. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And verse 28 says, now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him that is coming. Let's stand. Don't go out of the temple without the anointing. Don't leave the presence of God without the anointing. If you have a calling on your life, you need to exercise that calling. Thank God for God sending us the Holy Ghost filled piano player.
Amen.
Thank God. She says we mean so much to her. She has no clue how much she means to us.
Amen.
And you have a calling on your life, and God wants to use you. Amen. Let the anointing. The psalm says, anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Now sing it with me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap for you.
God bless you. Let's pray. Sister Watson.
Katie called and we have a son. They're on the way to the hospital with him. They think he's having a stroke.
Who? James. Okay, let's pray for James as we're being dismissed. Also, let's pray for Sister Taylor. Amen. Sister Hagatha. Sister Humphreys. And let's pray that God will touch them while we're praying because of the anointing is here tonight. Amen. And that anointing, amen, we want it to flow all the way to Georgia. We want it to flow all the way to the hospital and touch James. We want it to flow all the way to Armandale and touch the Hagatha. We want it to flow, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the anointing tonight begin to touch lives, Lord, and set them free. God, I'm praying right now, Lord. Move by your power. God, you're able, Lord. Touch James tonight. God, he does not know you. God, I'm praying that he will call upon you tonight. God, let it not be a stroke. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for Sister Hagatha. God, touch her body. Lord, continue to heal her. Sister Taylor, Lord, we ask you to touch her. Lord, and others tonight, Sister Humphrey, Lord, in Georgia, Lord, touch that pastor's wife and my friend and my wife's friend tonight. Touch her body and make her whole in the name of Jesus. You comb in the lung, I command you to leave her body in the gift of my Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name.